It's time for high school basketball right here on FormRecoveryRadio.com. Tonight's special sports coverage on Fort Recovery Radio is being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you'll hear during the broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Now we send you out to the gymnasium for all the exciting high school basketball action right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Jeff Vaughn along with Mark Hubbard here live tonight from Ansonia High School for this JV tip-off between our own Fort Recovery Indians and the Ansonia Tigers. Coach Hubbard's going to give you the starters for the Ansonia Tigers.
The Tigers are going to go with Matthew Shook, number 4. I don't have heights and weights here. Kane Kimmel, number 12. Tyler Neal, number 20. Keith Burke, number 30. And Andrew Rowland, number 34. I'm glad they're not starting number 22. So at least for now, I don't butcher that name.
And for the Indians tonight, their starters will be number 14, Cade Wendell, number 10, Clayton Pearson, number 15, Ryan Braun, number 22, Peyton Judy, and number 24, Reese Rogers. So the Indians going with the same lineup they have been all year, Coach. And I know the Indians got a big win last night against the New Knoxville Rangers by about 30-some points. So coming off a decent night last night.
Yeah, I caught some of that early, and they really took charge of it right away. They were in control from the beginning and did a lot of things right. I mean, blowouts like that, you can tend to get sloppy in the second half and play down to your competition. And from what I heard, it didn't seem like they did that. It was just a solid game.
Yeah, it sounded like they played pretty well. We're getting ready to tip off here again against Cross County Conference foe Ansonia Tigers. Indians with the tip. Cade Wendell over to Reese Rogers. 3 ball on the way up. No good. Rebounded by the Tigers. So good look there, Coach, starting the game.
Yeah, it was. He had his feet under him. It was an open shot.
Typically shots that Mr. Rogers will make. So
he's been on some rolls.
Here comes Ansonia. Indians in man-to-man. Little UCLA cut to ball screen. Number 20. That's Neal over to number 12, Kimmel. Kimmel on the drive, in the paint, into 34. Rolling, turnaround jumper up, and a foul on Ryan Braun. So a quick foul on Ryan there. So number 34, Andrew Rowland will go to the line shooting 2 shots.
Rowland with a good drop step down there.
Didn't see a whole lot of contact.
No, not much of a foul, but it was a good drop step.
Rowland's first free throw's up. No good. 6:28 to go here. Wayne IGA. Scoreboard. Your Indians in their traveling purple trimmed with white. Ansonia in the all white trimmed with orange. Rolling second one up, bounces out, rebound.
Good
Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy brings it across the timeline, looks forward, gives it to Clayton Pearson. Clayton inside, Cade Wendell loses a handle on it. Loose ball picked up by Ryan Braun. Back on the left side to Clayton Pearson, over to Petey Judy. In the inside, wheels, deals up, doesn't get the roll. Rebound by number 30, Keith Burke. Number 4, a Shook on the drive. Kicks back out top to Kimmel. Kimmel surveys. We got a timeout official here.
Time and shoe. Yep.
So we're here, 5:59 to go, first quarter. Big goose eggs on the board here. The Indians look like they're in their half court man-to-man. Coach Overton likes to do a little pressure. So Reese Rogers on the ball, over to Shook. Guarded closely by Cade Wendell. Back up top to Rowland, over to Burke. Burke loses the handle, gets it back. Rowland down the lane line, up top to Kimmel, over to Neal. Swung back over to Burke. Back up over to Kimmel. He drives, looked like a travel, didn't call it. Big hop step. Rowland drives, works on Brawny. Turnover, picked up by Clayton Pearson. So the Indians get a turnover over to Ryan Braun. 3 ball. He fakes it, drives in, loses a handle on it, and goes back. Turnover now to Ansonia. So pretty sloppy here early, Coach.
Yep. And some wide open looks that did get missed.
Petey Judy with the steal. He comes with his offhand. He has a steal and a layup, but
yep.
Did not do that. So going to back it out over to Neal. Neal with the left-handed dribble. Kick out. Three ball. Kimmel up. No good. Rebound Clayton Pearson. Clayton Pearson on a run. Cross the timeline. Indians need to get it on the scoreboard here. 0-0. Inside to Cade Wendell. He's in the post. Loses it. And goes out of bounds. Off of Ansonia. So into the game. Number 40 is going to be Peyton Setzer. Don't know if that's relation to Josh
Setzer. To Josh, former Jeff Hahn, Mississippi, Mississinawa Valley Blackhawk.
Reese Rogers triggers in. Clayton Pearson got away with a travel. Finds Reese. 10-footer, no good. Rebound, Clayton Pearson.
Good effort.
Popping in.
Good effort,
Clayton. So good job by Clayton Pearson staying on the offensive board. So 2-0 Indians. 4:38 to go here. And then showing a little 1-2-2 half-court, three-quarter trap. Kimmel comes across the timeline. Kick ball by Judy, no call. Kimmel has it back up top at the volleyball line, left side. Wheels and deals, goes the rack on Clayton Pearson, no good. Rebound Reese Rogers, outlet, Indians out on the run. Clayton Pearson behind his back, finds Ryan Braun, three-pointer fake, drives, going to be a body foul. So pretty good ball movement for the Indians there, getting it up the court. So.
Yeah, they did.
4:13 to go here, 2-0. Slow start here at the old Lions' den, or Tigers' den, excuse me. Reef Rogers, three ball up, short, long rebound, fought for. Kimmel out on the run. Cade Wendell chases it down, tries to block it, layup and up. So three-point shot, long rebound, nobody back for the
that
Indians.
Was a little contested, that three.
Cade Wendell with a shot, no
good. Good ball.
Off of Ansonia. So good job by Cade Wendell to get inside the paint.
Yeah.
Ansonia's in their traditional 2-3 zone that Coach Kramer likes to teach here. Indians going to take it out of bounds. Reese Rogers with it. And to Peyton Judy. He loses it. Gets back the handle. Pull-up jumper from 10. Up. No good. Short rebound by number 14, Cody Sanders. So
somebody take the lid off that thing here.
2-2 here. 3:40 to go in the first quarter. Going to have a sub into the game. Big old Trevor Vaughn, 6'4 sophomore, is going to be coming in at the next buzzer here. Dead ball. Back up top to Sanders. Sanders up top over to Shook. On the drive, Shook picks up his dribble out the corner to Sanders. Sanders dribbles middle. Stop by inside number 40 to Setzer. Up and good. So not very good defense there, Coach.
No. Didn't anticipate that ball going in there.
2-3 zone by Ansonia. Skip pack to Petey Judy. Into Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun takes it up, and they call a foul. So
okay.
About could have been close to
yep.
charging foul there,
yep.
but the
we'll
Indians
take it.
Get the call. So Ryan Braun's going to go to the line. Indians down 4-2. 3:01 to go here in the first quarter. Going to Hall Brothers, Case IH, foul line. First one up, eyes it, flies it, and good. So Ryan's on the scoreboard. We got Ethan Shane and Travis Sutter replacing Judy and Wendell. Trevor Vaughn waiting to check in for Ryan Braun here. 4-3, second free throw by Ryan Braun. Up and good. So nice job by Ryan. So we got 4-4, 3 minutes and 1 second to go here. Wayne IGA on the floor for the Indians. Pearson, Sutter, Shane, Rogers, and Vaughn.
Still showing 1-2-2. Set it about the foul line.
Rolling over to Sanders. Looks like he hopped. Didn't call it. Over to Kimmel to the middle. Knocked good. Away by Reese Rogers. On the runs, Indians, and they just need to slow down and pick it up there, Coach.
Yeah, I had the game at Franklin Monroe, and they got some mileage out of this press. They anticipated well in the back of it right there.
So, got the turnover, a little out of control on the dribble, and goes off of Clayton Pearson's foot. Back up front to Roland. Over to Sanders. Sanders cross court to Kimball. Got to be getting close to that 10 count. Got to be. And they do not call
Coach
it.
O
over to Sanders.
So.
Being guarded by Ethan Shane. Out front to Neal. Over to Sanders. Back over right side to Kimmel. Reese Rogers in the post guarding. Back out top to Roland. Looked like he traveled into that three and airball, Coach. So I think yep. that's a shot the Indians are willing to give up.
I don't know if he's just an inside player. He's the one that had the drop step layup there earlier. Drew the foul.
Two more subs come in. Shook and Burke are going to replace Roland and Kimmel.
We've got some guys playing partial quarters varsity because we're looking at two different uniforms out there for Ansonia.
Yeah, a couple of them got different shorts and shirts.
Yeah, they're probably varsity guys just playing a
inside
few quarters.
Inside Trevor Vaughn, up there and go, good. Trev. So great pass by Reese Rogers. Good hands by the big boy inside. So Trevor Vaughn gets on the scoreboard. 6-4 Indians. Back up top. Goes across the timeline to Shook. Shook back up top to Burke. Over to Sanders. Sanders survey. Back up Shook. Ball screen coming. Ball screen hedge. Nothing. Kick out to Shook. Off the bounce. Pull up jumper from 15. And he uses the window. Banks it in.
I don't know. He should have called that one. That should be 1 point.
Not sure that's what they really wanted to get. But
not a bank from the head of the circle.
Indians going against a 2-3 zone. Got to move, but gentlemen, Reese Rogers, that's three ball, top
look.
Of the
there
key, up
go.
And good. So good possession for the Indians. Reese Rogers catching and stepping right into it. So 9-6 Indians. Wayne IGA scoreboard, another steal by the Indians. Ethan Shane, 9-6 Indians. Inside to Trevor Vaughn. He makes a move and takes up jump hook. And
fouled him on the pass.
Got him on the fence. Good seal up there by
it.
Trevor.
Yep.
107 to go here. 6 for the Tigers, 9 for the Indians. Cade Wendell's going to come in and replace Clayton Pearson. Roland's going to come in and replace Setzer. Indians in a line look. Triggered into Vaughn, over to Shane. In the corner, it goes. Ethan Shane up top. Ball screen 3, ball on the way. Reese Rogers up and good.
Go.
So Reese getting a little hot here, Coach.
Yeah, he looks set to shoot those two.
12-6. Indians double him up right now. Shook. And a foul on Sutter. He's got to get over there and make the play. He
get
just
that
didn't
foot
get
on
there.
The sideline if you have to. Yep, don't let him turn around that corner.
So Shook going to trigger it into Burke. The junior Burke is going to go over to Shook. Back screen, ball screen. Good hedge by Trevor. Back out to Roland. Roland surveys. Kicks it over to Burke. He swings it over to Neal. Being guarded by Reese Rogers. Picks up his dribble. Back up top to Shook. Trevor Vaughn gets around the post and gets a steal. Lost and going to be out of bounds. Going to be out of bounds on Ansonia. So going to be Indians ball here. So looked like Trevor wasn't going to get around there, and he did long enough. He's got long arms. So 26 seconds to go here. Indians on offense. That's got to be a foul.
There's something.
Oh, my. That's a body foul, and then they call a travel on Cade.
Well, if you submarine under my two legs, I promise you I'm going to travel with the basketball.
No doubt there, Coach. I agree. 19 seconds to go here. Indians up 12-6. Up to Sanders. Sanders backpedals. Has to be close to a 10 count, isn't it, Coach?
We are really giving good pressure.
And
there
it's a
we
turnover.
Go.
Derek Sutter or Travis Sutter on the run. Over to Cade Wendell. Up and good. So
that time, Trav, good job.
14-6 Indians. So nice job by the Indians there. We'll take a quick break, and we'll be back in a second with the second quarter action. We're back here live, Ansonia High School. End of the first quarter, 14-6 Indians. Pretty good start by the Indians there. Slow start in the last three minutes.
Yeah, good momentum the last 3 minutes. That play that Travis didn't cut off earlier, he did cut off for that last basket of the quarter.
So Indians made a nice little run there. The bench did some good things when they came in, got some points. So
good angle by Sutter.
And we got a travel right out of the get-go here. So
that's called an unforced error there.
Reister Energy, we'd like to thank them for our second quarter sponsor here in the JV game. Ansonia in a 2-3 zone. Referee's yelling at one of the parents here at Ansonia, telling him to be quiet, pointing at him. So Donnie Werkamp better be careful tonight then, huh?
That's right.
Indians triggered
we'll run down and tell Donnie that they got a warning.
Travis Sutter across the timeline. He traveled, brought it right back to him. Great call. Actually, this lady that's reffing does a pretty good job. We had her somewhere this year. Greenville.
She had my Greenville game and did a great job. Did a great job.
And Sonya triggers it back in. Goes over to Shook. Shook surveys, across the, picks up his dribble to middle to Neal. Over to Sanders. Sanders over to Shook. Shook on the bounce and going to be a blocking foul on Ryan Braun, and I think that's going to be two on Ryan.
It is.
Indians in a 2-3 zone here. Coach Overton tells them to go into fist.
Yeah, and he's
rolling.
I wonder if coaches are telling him about the second foul on Braun.
Over to Sanders. Back to the top of key. Shook, three ball up. No good. Rebound Ethan Shane. Ethan pushes it up to Cade Wendell. Up the right side to Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun skips it back to Keith Wendell. Cade loses a handle. Back to Ryan Braun. 15-footer up. No good. Hustled down. Thrown back into Ethan Shane. Ryan Braun on the bounce. Pull-up floater. And he gets it to go. So Ryan gets a bucket there. It's going to be 4 points on the night. Makes it 16-6 Indian. Indian showing a 1-2-2 press. Giving some fits here, Dan Sunday.
Yeah,
they're
not
looking up the floor at all. They just keep reversing in the backcourt. Wild shot by Sanders. Up, no good. Rebound, Ethan Shane. Pushes it out to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell gets shoved, falls down. No call. Second time.
Yep.
And back the other way, turnover. Going to go with Sanders. And now he dribbles it off of, going to be a jump ball, and it's going to go to the Indians, I believe. A little ratty.
Good old-fashioned rugby scrum right there.
16-6, Reisner Energy scoreboard.
Was
Clay
Cade
Pearson
the one was
going
Cade
to come
the one
in
got,
and replace Shaney? What's that?
Was Cade the one that got submarined to the time
yeah,
before that?
Yep, earlier he did. He went down, and they didn't call anything. And
doggone it, Cade, you should have brought your shin guards.
He has catches every once in a while, so yep. He has some. Over to Pearson. Inside to Ryan Braun. Force.
Three
that's
ball.
Tipped.
That's not over back. Yep, we're good.
Cade being pressured by Kimmel. Going to be on Kimmel. Cade kind of got away with a forearm shove there, but we'll take it. That's going to be the fourth team foul on Ansonia. Triggered into Cade Wendell. Ansonia in a 2-3 zone. Over to Pearson. Pearson skipped past Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy into Ryan Braun at the high post. He turns, wheels, deals up. And
ooh,
misses it, but it's going to go to the foul line. So Brian's going to go back to the Hall Brothers Case IH foul line where he made two earlier. We're going to have Reese Rogers come back into the game.
Bronny's done a good job of looking at the goal.
And he misses the first. Reese Rogers.
Make or miss, Ryan's been aggressive about looking at the basket.
Reese Rogers going to replace Derek Travis. I get him confused all the time.
I've done that myself a few times.
Ryan's second one up, and it's no good, short. So 16-6, Indians in the lead. Reisner Energy scoreboard. Kimmel brings it across the timeline. Over on the left side to Burke. Pick
ooh,
and roll coming with Roland. Back ooh, over to Kimmel. Kimmel on the bounce. Picks up, traveled bigger than. And turnover back to Reese Rogers. Reese Rogers over to Clayton Pearson. Skip pass over. Over to Clayton Pearson. Ryan Braun on the right side. And he's going a five-out motion here with their point guard in the paint. That's different. And Cade takes a 10-footer. No good.
He got a good look. It was really a nice duck in there.
4:36 to go. 16-6. Cade Wendell with the steal. Picks it up. Throws it out to Clayton Pearson. Over to Reese Rogers. Up. And good.
Good
so,
effort. Good effort.
Nice job by the Indians there. Reese Rogers gets the easy 2 points. 18-6. Indians in the lead. Trap coming. Another turnover. Cade Wendell with a steal. Look ahead. Getting right. My goodness. He just got mugged and no call. Ryan Braun, three ball up and good. So 21-6 here. We'll take a quick break. Your Indians on the lead. 4:09 to go here. Reisner Energy scoreboard. We're back here. Ansonia High School, Jeff Vaughn, Coach Mark Hubbard, bringing you this JV action. Going to be on probably a tape delay today. We're having some difficulties with the Wi-Fi connection. So, well, Coach, Lady Indians get a big win today on the road at number one Tri-Village.
It's one of those where we were looking at each other saying, how did we just win this game when it was over?
Yeah,
but the kids really picked it up the second half. We've been flat for about a week or 10 days, and we got our team back, I thought.
Yeah, I agree.
The second half.
You know, that Minster game kind of took some of the wind out of our sails, and the ladies really stepped up today and made some plays when we needed it.
Yep.
So
second half, we were our old selves. I was happy with that.
Kaya Wendell with a huge game for the Indians today. She scores 14 off the bench and made two huge threes that have been big.
Yep.
Another turnover, over and back, did not call it. Cade Wendell with the steal. Jeez, I'm Pete's. This is unbelievable. I'll tell you what, these Ansonia boys like to maul people, don't they?
I had this one guy for a JV game, girls game, about a week or two
ago. Actually gave you every call in the book, too, that night. That's the night that was actually just that was Knoxville game the other night,
wasn't Knoxville? It's very recent.
Triggered into Petey Judy, a 15-footer up and good. 23-6 Indians. Indians with a 1-2. Steal again. Clayton Pearson over to Peyton Judy. Shot
finish
up. Good. No good.
Wow.
Kept alive by the Indians. Picked up by Ryan Braun. Ryan Braun, Reese Rogers, three ball in the way. Bang. No. A great look by Reese there, Coach. That's one he normally drains. Wide open three, top of the key. Kimmel's going to bring it across the timeline. Being pressured by Wendell. Off and tipped out of bounds by Petey Judy. So Trevor Vaughn's going to come in, I'm assuming replacing Ryan Braun, who has
with
two fouls.
Yeah. We're speeding them up. I mean, they're starting to throw passes without looking, and we're deflecting them. We have sped them up.
Oh, there you go. Here's Clayton jumps the passing lane. Going to go in, take it in, and good. Layup. So nice job by Reading. Going to be another 30-second timeout from Ansonia, and we'll stay here. So right now, like you said, Coach, we are really speeding them up.
Yeah, compared to the first quarter, they're just catching the ball and flinging it once in a while. We've got them a little freaked out here.
Yeah, definitely. You know, they're really throwing it all over the gym right now, and I bet they probably, when's the last time they got a shot attempt up?
Yeah, good point.
Probably that floater layup at Shook took in the middle of the lane. Mm-hmm. Since then, I'm not sure they got a shot off.
I don't remember looking to see how well we were boxing out, because I don't think a shot has been up.
Indians up 25-6. 3:20 to go here, Reisner Energy scoreboard. Tell you what, Coach, this facility, they've improved it, haven't they? With the new bleachers, them and Miss Sinewell have done an excellent job.
Yeah, these bleachers are nice.
Kind of interesting to see old Coach Kramer back on the sidelines with the Ansonia Tigers.
Returning as a head coach.
Spent after several years at St. Henry and years being here. And I just think the guy wants to turn the program around again. Shook's going to bring it across the timeline, the 5'8 freshman, over to Sanders.
Into a flex.
Sanders up to Roland. Roland, we'll let him shoot that, Trev, so don't get out there and pressure too much. Over to Shook. Get around there, young man, in the post. There you go. Inside to Shook.
This is Roland.
Kick out to Neal. Neal with the bounce. Takes it in, throws it right into Clayton Pearson's hands. Clayton's got it. What was that? Clayton Pearson going behind the back. I'm not sure what he was thinking right there. He had the defense on his side. That right there is where he should have maybe done a Ginobili move, but all said and done, it was a travel.
Don't know what made him figure that one.
25-6, 2:42 to go. Turnover again by
Ansonia.
That's
going to be over and back at best.
Ansonia, I'm guessing, probably has about, what do you think, 15 turnovers, Coach?
I got to wonder if they haven't taken some kids out from the first quarter that they're holding for varsity.
Yeah,
or something
I don't
like
know,
that.
Dude. I mean, they only got two kids on the bench, so I know they play a lot of freshmen and sophomores, and they got a junior here. Lob pass up and no good. Peyton Judy's got to finish that one, Coach. Well executed and didn't finish.
Very good pass.
25-6. Indians in the lead. Reisner Energy. Neal fakes the three. Stolen by Peyton Judy. Peyton Judy out on the run. Behind his back, pulls up. Floater, no good, going to get fouled. So pretty good anticipation there by Peyton.
Yep.
And he's going to go to the line here and shoot two free throws. Petey's got 2 points on the night. 25-6 Indians.
Nice little behind the back into that shot by Peyton.
Coach Overton's going to put some bench players in here. First one's up and good. So Clint Metzger going to come in and replace Cade Wendell. And Post is going to replace Clayton Pearson. So JV guys getting a little action here early on. 26-6, 2:11 to go. Reisner Energy. Second shot, eyes it, flies it up and no good. Fight for the rebound, comes down to Roland. Out top to Shook. Shook brings it down. Shot, three pointer up, no good. Rebound, Reese Rogers. Reese gets pushed and is going to go out of bounds on the Indians. But definitely thought there's a little contact there, Coach.
Yeah, he had a little trouble, a little help falling.
Roland's going to trigger it in here. 2:01 to go. Indians are in a 2-3 zone. On the floor is Post, Metzger, Judy, Vaughn, and Rogers. Shot up and good. So, not sure what happened down there. A little breakdown. I think that should have been Reese's, but I'm not sure what happened there.
The backside forward watched the ball, and they just got loose.
And Coach Overton's taking Reese out of the game. That definitely, I thought, was Reese's, wasn't it? So, three-point play, travel.
Coach Overton apparently might think it's his.
He must have thought the same thing because he came out. So, I know Trevor picked up the foul, 26-8. Skip pass to Sutter. Back up to Evan Post. Evan Post over to Petey Judy. Three ball up and good. So, Peyton Judy now has six, I believe. Five on the night, it says, but I'm thinking it might be seven. He made two free throws there. So, Indians in man-to-man. Back screen out to Roland, being guarded by Vaughn. Roland in the post to Neal. Neal kicks out to Roland.
Good jam button, low post by the Indians.
Roland back
good
screen.
Good double down.
Over to Burke. Burke loses the handle. Back up top to Roland. Over to Shook. Three ball up on the way. Left side, no good. Air ball. Going to be out of bounds on Ansonia. So, 29-8 Indians, 1:13 to go here. Reesner Energy scoreboard.
Shook's gotten some good looks. It just
he
isn't
has
got going.
Some good looks. Just ain't getting going. Anything to fall.
No, they've been.
Peyton Judy over to Evan Post. Screen seal there, Trev. Over to Evan Post. Over to Petey Judy. Petey Judy surveys. Skip pass over to Sutter. Three ball up on the way. Left side up. No good. Rebound. Peyton
good.
Judy.
Get up.
He gets bumped and gets
good
in
job,
and one. So. Nice job by Peyton Judy there, Coach, being active on the glass.
Backside
so.
Rebound. Great job.
Peyton, they got seven on the board. I believe it might be nine, but we don't know that. He's going to go back to the free throw and get the old-fashioned three-point play. So, could be 6 points back-to-back here. He hit the old three ball. Now the old-fashioned three-point play good. So, going to have a sub. Shaney's going to pit Petey Judy, 32-8 Indians, 53-9. If my memory corrects us, Coach, they got 2 points this quarter, right?
Yeah, they were stuck on six forever.
Well, and I think they scored their six early on in this game,
yes,
too, because we were down. So.
Yes, exactly.
Shook over to Neal. Neal back up top to Burke. Over to Shook. Out top to Kimmel.
Running
Kimmel
kind
surveys,
of
being guarded
now.
By Trevor Vaughn. He goes the bucket. Picks up his dribble, kick out to Neal. The lefty on the bounce. Inside, loses the handle on. Should have been double dribble. No call. Over to Burke. Shot by Burke. Up. No good. Rebound,
good
Trevor Vaughn.
Up.
So nice job by Trevor getting position here, thinking he's a point guard. So over to Evan Chain. Double team coming. Travis Sutter. We got 13 seconds. 10. Ethan
middle,
Shane.
There
back
we go.
Cut.
Turn, Ethan.
Turn and look. We got six. Ethan Shane up. No call. Evan Post takes it and gets the foul.
He
so.
Drew it.
1.7 seconds to go here, first half, 32-8 Indians. So it's been all Indians since the beginning of this game, Coach. I know we talked early. I think we got down 2-0 possibly.
Yeah.
And ever since that, it's been all Indians. So.
Yeah, the 1-2-2 press really cracked them. And that's what started the roll, was a lot of steal and transition baskets.
First free throw by Evan Post was no good, so he's going to have the second one here. Second one up. No good again. Rebound, Ethan Shane puts it up, young man, and he gets fouled.
They're calling it.
And they're
going to
call it.
She's
so he's going to shoot two foul shots here with time expires. So looks like Ethan's going to go and have a chance to shoot two shots here. And that's going to be the third foul on Kimmel, Coach. So not a real bright one.
No. Well, you block out to begin with. The foul doesn't happen.
First one up and no good. So, second free throw by Ethan Shane. That's one thing the Indians haven't done real well in this game. Second one up and no good. Ethan walked right out of that. So, we're here at half at the Tigers' Den. 32-8, our Indians on top. We'll take a break and we'll be back with second half action here shortly. And Sonya's going to trigger it inbounds. Comes the Neal. Neal on the dribble. Over to Shook. Shook kick out the corner. Burke fakes the three. Jab step back up top to number four. Shook swings it over to Neal at the top of the key. Left side to Sanders. Up top to Roland, being guarded by Max Klinkshin. 30. Burke up. No good. Three. Rebound. Coming out on the run. Forward up.
Clint,
nice
good
left
job
hand by Clint Metzger. So great job by Posty there, recognizing that, wasn't
Clint
it?
Clint got caught behind the backboard a little bit. He made a nice save and finished on his left hand there. It was a nice play. Trevor Vaughn getting ready to come back in.
Up top to Burke on the bounce. Picks up his dribble. Throws it over to Sanders. Back up top to Shook. 2:13 to go. 40-12. Indians in the lead. Inside Roland. He takes it up. No good. Rebound Ethan Shane. So Ethan Shane comes over and picks up the loose change there for the Indians. Up to Post. Post drives in. Takes it up. Gets killed. No foul.
That was a really nice drive, too.
Shook on the run, 40-12. This is getting a little out of control right now, Coach.
Yep, they need to.
I gotta agree sit on with this you down there. Post, he got fouled. Definitely,
really a nice drive. Really plowed through. Nobody was going to line him up for a charge.
So the Indians going to have Trevor Vaughn come in and replace Sutter. It's going to be Vaughn, Shane, Klinkshin, Metzger, and Post, and for the Indians. Going to be triggered in by Roland into Kimmel. Inside, nice job by Max Klinkshin there to get around and get the steal. Ethan Shane with it. Go with it, boys. You got the numbers. Posty with the drive coming across the timeline. All the way to the hole. Pulls up. No good. Rebound. Maximilian Klinkshin. And he does not get the roll. Going to be out on Ansonia, but they give it back to him. So pretty nice job by Max Klinkshin there, Coach. He made a good hustle play to get around in a post and good offensive rebound.
Yep. Yeah, he had given one up in there before, and this time he anticipated much better.
1:32 to go here. Hall Brothers scoreboard, 40-12. Jeff Vaughn, Mark Hubbard here bringing you tape delayed action of the JV game. Over to Sanders. Back up top to Burke. Indians in man-to-man. Trevor Vaughn gets around the post. Over to Burke. He's on the drive. Good stay down by Mr. Metzger. Back out to Kimball. Inside. And it's going to be a foul on Trevor Vaughn. He's got to get a little higher on the top side on that one, Coach.
Yeah, he does. Setzer down there posting him up. Setzer's doing a good job of asking for the ball down low.
Actually,
we kind of have to anticipate
two
that.
Two long kids going at each other down there, to be honest.
Yep.
Brought into Setzer. Being guarded by Vaughn. He's got two fouls. Get around there, young man. Dribble in. Shot up. Partially blocked. Fought for the rebound. Jump ball going to go with the Indians. So 59.2 seconds to go. Here on Hall Brothers scoreboard, Cade Wendell's going to check in for the first time. He's going to replace Posty. Posty gave him some good minutes there. And Trevor Vaughn's going to trigger it into to Cade Wendell. Ansonia still in a 2-3 zone.
Cade in the third quarter. I thought maybe they were holding him.
That's the first time he's been in.
I know. I thought maybe they were holding him or something.
Maximilian posting up inside. Ethan Shane drives baseline. Looked. Sputs the defenders. Goes right back into the trap. So got lucky there. He split the trap and went back into the trap. So Indians going to take it out underneath their bucket. 43.2 seconds to go. 40-12 Indians. Indians in a line set up top. Look for Trevor Vaughn to flash down the middle lane. And they Metzger on the bounce. Back up top to Trevor Vaughn. Swung over to. And we're going to have another foul. So right now, Coach Ansonia having a hard time keeping us in front of them.
They're definitely having trouble keeping Cade Wendell in front. They've had trouble with him all night.
36.4 seconds to go here. Max Klinkshin going to trigger it in. Lob into Trevor Vaughn. He gets it. Look, take it to the bucket. He takes it up, gets fouled, gets his own rebound, stays with it, puts it up, and
rolled
three
out.
Quarters of the way down. So good job by staying with it on the glass. So unfortunately, it just didn't get down for him. 40-12. Shot up and rebound.
Good
Max
box
Klinkshin.
Out, Max.
Good job by Max Klinkshin.
Good
he just
block
got drilled
out.
In the face. We got 9 seconds. Cade Wendell, wheels, deals, up, layup, no good, rebound, don't foul.
Foul out there, Clint.
And Clint Metzger's going to foul. So Good luck by Cade Wendell to get inside in the post there, but wouldn't go down for the Indians. So they had three opportunities there. Trevor Vaughn with two, and then Cade Wendell with another. So it's 40-12.
See, Ansonia runs at 3.6.
3.6 seconds.
Hey,
you got to do a better job there, boys. So at the buzzer, going to be 40-12. Indians in the lead, and we'll be taking a short break and come back with fourth quarter action. We're back here, fourth quarter action. From Ansonia High School, B&D Construction fourth quarter scoreboard. On the floor for the Indians is Vaughn, Rogers, Shane, Post, and Wendell. 40-12 Indians. Come on the drive, kick out right side, Neil, and goes right through his hands, coach, and ends up in the student section. So,
yep. Little velocity on that one.
Reese Rogers trickers it into Cade Wendell. Ansonia still staying in their 2-3 zone regardless what the score is. Inside look. High-low action was there. Missed it. Over top. Inside. back up top to Cade Wendell. Cade Wendell on the drive. Reese Rogers, three ball up and good. So Reese just checks into the game, coach, and knocks one down. That'll be his third one on the night.
Well, 2-3 zone down almost 30. You'd be critical, but I've been there this year and done that.
Yeah, and I know. And I, if I'm a shooter like Reese Rogers, like I was, I'd be cranking her up too.
Yeah.
Easy, soft 2-3, yeah. Wide open three. So Cade Wendell brings it across the timeline. Over to Posty. Posty over to Rogers. Bring it around. Back over to Reese Rogers. Inside the post. Short corner, Vaughn. Vaughn back out the post. Post, flash high post, shot up short. Cade Wendell rebound, misses. Another rebound,
up,
Evan Post, up,
good
and
job.
He gets fouled. So,
good job, him.
So, good job by the Indians working on the offensive glass and getting second opportunities, and that's kind of been happening all night long.
Yep, he squared up and went strong on that, too. He earned that foul. Going to shoot a couple.
Evan Post, first one up. No good. I believe this is Evan's third time to the line tonight. He can't get that baby to fall down yet. 43-12 Indians. B&D Construction fourth quarter scoreboard. Second free throw up and no good again. Going to be a lane violation on number 20, Neil. So Posty's going to get another opportunity here, coach.
One thing to point at, there isn't much wrong to point at tonight, but free throws have not been good.
No, they haven't.
First missed half, again.
We missed it again. And first
team
half,
wise, we're not
we
doing
that
well.
We were 4-11 first
right.
half.
Right?
So,
yeah. No, we got to do a little better at that one.
Got a timeout here by the officials. One of the
another shoe.
Shoe lost.
He tightened up.
Mr. Kimmel from Ansonia lost a shoe on the scrum for the ball. So. Ansonia's going to bring it across. Indians in a looks like man-to-man defense. Back screen coming. 43-12. Out up top to Setzer. Being guarded by Vaughn. Back up top to Shook. Inside to Roland. Roland wheels, deals, takes it up, and going to get a foul on Ethan Shane. So, like you said, Coach, Roland kid's got a wide body.
Yeah, he
uses
does.
It pretty well.
Yeah, he plays well with his base.
It's not very big for a post player, so.
No.
Going to be a foul on Ethan Shane. It's going to be his first. Metzger going to come back into the lineup. He's going to replace Post. And Klangstrom's going to replace Shane. So Roland makes a free throw. They got 13. 5:15 to go. 43-13. 30-point lead here for the Indians. Second free throw up. And he gets a friendly roll, so.
Hey, he's a guy that's going to draw fouls, I think, normally.
Yeah, I'd say you're
nights,
right.
So.
He's got 2 points. Over to Clint Metzger. He drives up. No good. Rebound rolling. Almost tied up by Reese Rogers. 5 minutes to go here from the Tiger Den and Ansonia. Kimmel with the drive. Out to rolling. Three ball up. And air ball again. Again, coach, like we said earlier in the game, I think that's a shot you let him take all night long.
I think so. I don't think that's his game.
Clayton Pearson's going to come back into the game.
I don't get that impression.
He's going to replace Cade Wendell. So I don't know if a few of these guys, Coach, might play some varsity action maybe. Petey Judy hadn't seen the floor this quarter. So
No.
Max Klingshorn inside, and he traveled. So
Cade now has played in each quarter.
Cade played in both third and fourth. So yeah. Going to have a substitution. I don't know what happened there. Maybe inadvertent horn. Shuck's going to bring it across the timeline. 29-point lead for the Indians. Looks inside to Setzer. It's going to be third foul on Trevor Vaughn. Got to do a better job getting around there.
Whole thing about post defense is you need to be there if you're going to get around when the guy that caught it on the wing receives it.
Setzer's going to go to the foul line. Shot up and good.
If you wait until it's caught and then start to work your way around, that's when you get into foul trouble.
Setzer makes the first, 43-15. Yeah, you definitely got to get some separation there in the post if you're going to hug on them like that. And I never really been a big fan of, you know, if I am, I'm three-quartering it and going to give right. a little space. Pearson over to Vaughn. Back up top to Sutter. Sutter has it up top. High post over to the left side to Pearson. Pearson catches on the bounce. Underneath, throws it. Shot by Vaughn, air ball. Rebound Sutter. So nice job by Travis. Inside to Max Klingshorn. Going to be turnover Indian. So 43-15. Indians in control here. 3:56 to go in the game. Vaughn laws him up. Outside three, Paul Kimball. No good. Rebound fought for. Rolling. Up and good. So
Rolling outworked us on that one.
Yes, he did. So Rolling with the offensive rebound and gets a putback. So Indians have it. Pearson inside to Metzger. Clint Metzger, turnaround jumper,
good
up
finish,
and good.
Clint.
So nice little turnaround jumper by Clint Metzger. 45-17 Indians. Going in, he can't be happy with that defense. Shook missed the layup. Coming down the other way. Sutter out to Pearson. Over to Metzger. Metzger back up top to Pearson. Pearson on the drive. Kick out to Sutter. Vaughn in the high post. It goes to him. He looks back side. High low. Nice pass.
Good job.
Good
Trevor
pass,
down to Max.
Nice
well
pass
executed.
By Trevor Vaughn to Max Klingshorn for 2 points. So nice little assist there by the big guy, sharing the wealth a little bit. Neal over to Setzer. Setzer being guarded by Vaughn up top to Kimmel. Kimmel inside. On the drive, Neal. He traveled, got away with it. Shot up, no good. Rebound Trevor Vaughn. So off the Sutter. Sutter up to Pearson. Pearson looks. Max Klingshorn again. Left-hander up and good. So
good job.
Max Klingshorn, Maximilian with 4 points here in the fourth quarter. Back-to-back buckets.
Good assist from his teammates,
yes,
too.
It was. It's back up to 32-point lead. 49-17, largest lead of the night. Shook three ball up. No good. Fought for Trevor Vaughn with another rebound. About tries to throw it off of them and going to go back. The other way, so
it almost mistakenly became a great bounce outlet pass.
Yeah,
one of us almost flagged it down, and we're headed for a fast break.
Yeah, no doubt. He tried to spike it off the player, and about ended up in Clayton Pearson's hands. So.
Interesting passing angle there.
Burke up top. He's gonna give it to Kimmel, rolling with the curl, little jump hook, baby hook, no. Good rebound, Evan Poe. So Evan Poe's going to come the other way for the Indians, leading 49-17. Inside to Maximilian, turnaround jump hook, and he gets a
Max,
whirl.
Baby so hook.
Max Klingshorn with 6 points, career high in JV action,
again,
I believe.
Good assist from his teammates, good post feed.
So nice
was
little
it
jump
Evan
hook
Shane
by Max.
Gave it to him?
I think Evan Shane gave it to him.
Yep.
So the post guy's sharing the wealth down there with Max. Out to Roland.
That's good post defense.
Rolling
Evan.
Back up to Burke. Got to get around there. There you go.
Good,
that's
Evan. Good
He's
job, Evan.
He's separating himself a little bit, and that's
yeah.
what Trevor did not do. Kick out to Burke for three ball up and good. So 51-20, 1:13 to go here. B&D Construction scoreboard. Indians in the lead. Definitely one of those good weekends for the Indians. Big wins. Let the bench play. Those guys been working hard all year in practice, and it's nice to see them rewarded here.
Yep.
Max Klingsher with the seal again. Max says, give me the ball. I'm hungry.
Yep.
Going to be tied up. Ethan Shane gets on it, and it's going to stay with the Indians. So 51-20, 54.3 seconds to go.
I would think it's safe to say Coach O has exceeded the point spread for the weekend.
Yeah, I would have to. I think he got about an 80-point win margin over the weekend.
So, I think so.
Up top to Sutter. So you're exactly right. Coach Overton did win, and Carrick covered his spread this weekend. Barbershop had him at 25 tonight, so... Kick out turnover by the Indians. So Indians better hold up here. The barbershop's losing out, Hubs. 51-20. Indians in the lead. B&D Construction Scoreboard. Like to thank all our fine sponsors here tonight. As I said earlier, we're not having a connection, so we're going to have to do a tape delayed. So hopefully all our faithful Indian fans out there will listen to us later on this evening or tomorrow. Max Klingsher's going to trigger it in. He brings it into Sutter. 38 seconds to go. Sutter's going to dribble it out. The Indians are going to cover the spread.
Yeah, we can run a play.
Clint Metzger passes it to himself and then just throws it up and gets it to Shaney or Posty. Turnover Indians again. Kimmel coming across the timeline. Over to Rowland. Three ball up, and he hit the rim this time. But we're going to have a foul on Evan Post. And we're going to send.
Have they made a three tonight?
I believe they did have 1-3 first half, possibly. Well, they were 0-4 in the first half.
0-6 in the first half.
I'm not sure if they have. Yes, they have. Burke made 1-3 early in the third quarter.
Out on the left side.
Left side.
Yep.
Sanders free throw up and good. So
Burke sporting the Aaliyah Jenkins model nose guard.
Yes, that's right. Cody Sanders, sophomore on the scoreboard. He's got one 30-point ball game. 16 seconds to go, 51-21. Second one up and gets a friendly roll. So 16.3 to go, 51-22. Your Indians in the lead, and they're going to have this one in the bag. And, again, I think this is Coach Overton's 13th win, possibly. 12-13, I believe. I thought last night they slid 12.
I haven't seen them lose this year, I don't
think. So, again, Indians had a nice weekend, beat New Knoxville last night by about 45 or 40, and everybody got a play, and I think everybody scored in that game, and I believe everybody scored in this game tonight, haven't they, Coach?
We're trying to run the clock out, and they're jumping on us and everything else.
So what do you think, Coach? I think everybody scored, haven't they, tonight? Well, I guess we got a couple fives. Sutter hadn't scored, and neither has Evan Post, but Evan's been the line a few times, and Indians run out the clock. They're going to win this ball game 51-22. Again, 51-22. JV, I believe we had 13 wins on the year. So we're going to take a break, and we'll be back with the varsity action after this long half Hall of Fame presentation.
For listening to a Fort Recovery Radio sports presentation right here on your Indians leader, Fort Recovery Internet Radio. Today's special sports coverage of high school basketball was being brought to you in part by the community-minded sponsors you've heard during our broadcast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio.